You are standing in the water. You just went through purification, cleansing, or forgiveness with Kahuna Kale. Feel the breath and the water of the oceans loving you, the cells of your body, all of them melding with the water that you are standing in. How deep that your love goes into Gaia right now through your feet, and how deep Gaia's love to you goes from your feet into your heart. Feel that love expanding both ways in a oneness, in a unification. Feel that love expanding both ways in oneness, in unification. Breathe. Anchor yourself deeper into the heart of Gaia right now. You are in Lemuria. You are in your home, your original home, your ancestors' home. This is where everything began. Can you feel that? Can you feel your Akashic memory rising up from the earth of Gaia here, from the grid here, from the crystalline grid here, reconnecting, remembering, reunifying with you now, bringing all those gifts and all this knowledge that is held within you, within your crystalline grid that is in your body and your light body, your Merkava. Breathe. Go deeper in the power that exists within you. You are your own ancestor. All the answers are truly within you. Breathe. And give thanks for yourself. Give gratitude, appreciation, compassion, light, radiance of your heart, magnificence of your being. Give it all to yourself. Take it all in. Take all that love in. All they want to teach you, all this journey, is how to love yourself even more. How to appreciate yourself even more. Through all that you went through in this lifetime and the thousands of others, learning how to love yourself even more. For there is no beginning and there is no end to your love and your journey. You are an eternal soul. You are an eternal soul in oneness with everything else.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are literally thousands who would tune in to this channel after the fact, and so I give this for them. We are on a beach in Kauai. And the attendees are standing with their arms outstretched to the ocean. And you might even hear the ocean and the wind as we are in a public place. The ceremony is called Auaukai. It is a water purification ceremony. It's ancient, beautiful. It's honoring of both the human spirit and the soul, and also the land, the ancients. And so we have done it now two times. This is a message that perhaps you didn't expect. And it's about water. not that long, but I believe the message today is profound and metaphoric. Dear ones, of course, water has always been seen as that would be part of a cleansing, a washing, a renewal. Not just to the ancients of this island, but all through the mythology of spirituality. And to this day, if you take a look at the spiritual systems around you, water always plays the part. Whether you are baptizing, or perhaps you are in India and you are submersing yourself to clear the karma and create nirvana. So water becomes a vehicle, an element that is seen as something that is beautiful, pure, clean, and needed for the spiritual journey. Now they say that the world, as you know it, the earth, is made mostly of water, and they're correct. But there's something I want to present to you that you may never have thought of. The human body, they say, is also, like the earth, made up of water. And they will say perhaps over 90% of you who listen and are here is made up of water. Now, the percentage may not be exactly correct, but the concept is you, as you walk around, are mostly water. This is so profoundly known by the esoterics that long ago they decided that because of this, the human body itself is susceptible to tides, that the moon would pull upon the body as it does upon the ocean. Some would even say that the biocircadian rhythms and perhaps the time cycles of humans are often impacted by the tides of water in the human body. Some would even say the full moon reacts on humanity because of this, and that when the full moon is there and the tides pull upon the waters of the planet, they pull upon the waters inside, and it changes your personality. So with this concept, it is well understood and known, you have water, perhaps your own ocean inside you. Now I want you to turn the page for a moment, which is a metaphor for going to another subject. The kahuna who sits next to me has echoed for years a Kryon saying. And the Kryon saying is, you were born magnificent. You are magnificent. Sometimes there will be chants and we ask you to repeat them. I am magnificent. In order to understand for the human psyche that there is purity within, and that is the God inside. Let me broach something metaphorically. Wouldn't it be something if you did a reverse Aokai? And so as you went into the water, your purity then purified the oceans of the world. That if you had that which was magnificence already and the purity of God inside, to wherever you touched other things that were water, they would then change. Reverse Aokai. That is the metaphor we have been teaching for 30 years. And the metaphor is this, that the light worker who has this energy, the spark of magnificence, will then touch anything and it will be affected by their magnificence. The reverse Aokai, as they walk around the planet, they are doing a ceremony where whatever they do and whatever they touch has an impact on others through consciousness, the water of consciousness. If you looked at the planet as all water-related consciousness, that's a metaphor, and you were pure, you would walk around doing a reverse aokai. Wherever you went, the water of consciousness would then be purified and changed because you are magnificent. For those here in this closing moment of this ceremony, I want you to gaze upon the ocean one more time. And I want you to think of this. The ocean represents the rest of time. The ocean never stops. Neither does consciousness. Your impact on the planet, dear ones, in this new energy, can change every drop of water in the ocean. The ocean of consciousness on the planet will be affected by what you do next. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. It's worthy of who you are. This is the message brought to you today by the ancients of this place who taught this very thing thousands of years ago on the very dirt you stand on called Lemuria. And so it is.